proclamation number 3519 dated the August 22nd, 1945. End of the world. Judgment day. The end will come when no one expects it. It will be a time when God rejecting people are enjoying life to the full while God's faithful are anxiously awaiting the coming of the Lord. The former, however, don't spend a single thought on the forthcoming end. They live for the moment without scruples or tempering their earthly pleasures. They indulge themselves, commit sins and are totally subject to Satan's influence. It will be a time when an apparent improvement of living conditions has been achieved, when earthly hardship has diminished for people complying with the demands of the ruling power, when only those people have to suffer who are excluded on account of their faith. And in the midst of this euphoria, the judgment will come, surprising even God's faithful, since nothing before will have given the impression that a change of their sad situation might occur. Humanity is rife with guilt of sin. It has completely detached itself from God and turned to its adversary. It has received its share on earth, earthly pleasures in abundance, and people's intentions and endeavors get increasingly worse and demonstrate themselves in their actions against the faithful, who are mercilessly bullied and helpless against their power and brutal aggression. They do a first-class job for Satan, and humanity is ready for destruction. And thus the end will come as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. It will be a horrendous day for people. The earth will split open, fires will break through the earth's crust, and all elements will be in uproar. And people trying to flee will break into indescribable panic. Yet wherever they turn, they will find the same everywhere: certain destruction. The end has come for all whose mind is turned away from God, and the deliverance from greatest danger for his own, who will be removed alive and thus escape physical death. God has already announced this time long in advance, yet no one appreciates his predictions, and thus people will suddenly find themselves in a dreadful situation from which there is no escape. The destruction of the old earth has been decided since eternity, but when it will happen remains hidden from people, and thus they will experience it at a time when they believe themselves safe and masters of the world, when they try to get as much enjoyment as possible out of life, when they are totally captivated by the world and therefore exclude God from their thoughts. And thus God reminds people of himself. He calls to account those who sin against him because they refuse to acknowledge him. He sits in judgment over humanity and separates people by lifting his own into his kingdom and banishing the others once again, by leaving them to lose their lives in an appalling way and imprisoning their souls once more, i.e., by constraining the soul's will so that it will have to take the path of development through the new creation again. This is a cruel act and yet one of divine justice, for people's sinfulness will have reached its climax. They are of service to Satan and have become sheer devils themselves. Nothing else can be given to them but physical destruction and spiritual captivity, so that God's faithful will be released from them and able to lead a life of peace and harmony on the new earth. And although God is ever forgiving and patient while the sinfulness keeps growing, the end will come without fail and at a time when it is least expected. For even the believers will be shocked, because everything worldly appears to prevail, because the increasing power of the world's representatives has rendered the faithful helpless and without rights. And thus the world appears stable and yet is so close to its destruction, until the day comes, which God has determined since eternity, which no one is able to predetermine and which, according to God's plan, will nevertheless bring the final disintegration of everything on earth. Only God knows the day, People should always expect it and prepare themselves for it so that they will belong to those who will be taken away by God in advance, so that they will not belong to those who will be condemned on the day of judgment, as it is proclaimed in word and scripture. Amen.